Hi, welcome to Pockets of Hope. I am your host, Molina June Pierre. Thank you for joining me today. For today and for the rest of the week, I've been led to share some prayers with and for you. You know, men ought to pray and not to faint. And I just felt in my heart and my spirit to pray this week, to just keep praying for a few moments. So wherever you are right now, I invite you to, you know, get away from your distractions and take this moment for yourself and pray along with me. And today our focus is on the love of God, and we're going to pray to God to, you know, help us to accept his love and to notice his love, to receive his love. You know, so many times we say that God loves us, but it's so hard for us to accept that love the way that he's given it to us, because our idea of what love is so warped. It's damaged because of the many hurt that we may have faced in our lives. And so we want a fresh perspective from God today. We want him to show us his love in its purest form and just give us the heart that can receive his love, actually receive his love in its most purest form. And he's done it for us over and over again. You know, we're going to pray to God to ask him to create in us a clean heart, renew within us a right spirit, because God's love, like I said, is pure. It is great. It is everlasting. It's immeasurable. It's us that needs the fixing. We need to be healed today. So ultimately, this is a prayer of healing, but healing of the heart. Okay, so whether you are in a space where you can bow your head or just posture your heart to receive this prayer and share in it with me. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we come before your presence today. We thank you, dear Lord. Thank you first and foremost for you being the God of our lives, for being the creator of the heavens and the earth. We thank you, dear God, for protecting us, dear Lord, and for giving us the gift of salvation, dear God, which was one of the greatest acts of your love to us, dear God. Hallelujah. Your word, hallelujah, it tells us, dear Lord, no greater love than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And that is what you did for us, dear God. Father God, I thank you that you are a God that can heal, hallelujah. Your psalm tells us that he heals brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. That's the kind of God that you are, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, you are a God, a merciful and gracious God. Hallelujah. Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, dear Lord God. That's the kind of God you are, and that is the kind of love, Father, that you show us time and time again. And so, Father God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for what you have done for us, for how you have shown your love over and over to us, dear Lord. Today, Father God, I ask that you would do the work within us, dear Lord Jesus. That you would release your Holy Spirit to us, dear God, to reach those parts in our heart that we feel are so darkened, hallelujah, We feel that God are so heavy, that has been scarred, dear Lord Jesus, by hurt time and time again, dear God. Things, dear Lord Jesus, that are buried deep within us that it could only take your Holy Spirit doing to release us from it, dear God. Father God, that there is no place, dear God, that no darkness, dear Lord Jesus, that the light of your love cannot bring light to, dear God, cannot shine, hallelujah, and bring healing and joy, hallelujah, into the most deeply depressing spaces in our minds, dear God. Father God, there is freedom in your love, hallelujah. There is freedom and there is peace in your love, dear God. So many of us are bombarded with worry and sadness and brokenness, dear God. But there is freedom in your love, dear God. Help us to receive that, dear Lord Jesus. You are a faithful God. Hallelujah. You are a faithful God, and you told us in your word, hallelujah, that nothing can separate us from that love, hallelujah. Nothing can separate us from your love. And even though the enemy has built up this illusion that seems so real, dear God, Father God, right now, in this space, in this moment, dear Lord, I'm asking you to infiltrate our hearts, dear God. Infiltrate these spaces in our minds that the enemy, hallelujah, has created his own world, dear God, to trap us, his cage to trap us, dear God. Father, when you died on the cross, you set us free, dear God. We need your blood, hallelujah. We need your blood right now to flow through, dear Lord Jesus, because it is the key that is going to free us. Free us from the prisons of addiction, hallelujah. Free us from the prisons, hallelujah, of depression. Free us from the prison of worry. Free us from the prison of suicidal thoughts, hallelujah. Free us from the bondage of grief, hallelujah. Free us, Lord Jesus, from the bondage of sin, hallelujah. From selfishness, free us from selfishness, dear God. Free us, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Free us, dear God, from the sins that so easily beset us, dear God. Hallelujah. Take away their power, the power that the enemy has led us to feel can separate us from your love, dear God. Help us to know, God, hallelujah, that there is freedom in your love, Lord Jesus, and nothing can separate us from that love, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and your mercies today, dear God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your great love, hallelujah, that is not limited by space, time, or our thoughts, hallelujah. It's not limited by our imagination, and in fact, it is increased by our faith. The bigger our faith, hallelujah, the more love we can receive from you, Lord Jesus. And so, Father God, I thank you for it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, today. Father God, for those of us who are having a hard time today, show up in our lives, dear Lord. We want to see you, Lord Jesus. We want to see you, dear God. Help us to recognize your hand in our life, dear Lord Jesus. Father God, show us a clear sign, Lord Jesus, of your presence, dear God. Because sometimes, Lord Jesus, us knowing is just not enough. And, you know, as humans, we just want to see you do something, dear God, for us. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. So, Father God, we're counting on you and we're trusting you. We're trusting you, Father, to do that great thing there, Lord God. To move that great mountain, Lord Jesus. To give us a bridge to cross over to the other side, hallelujah, of our freedom. Because what we're walking through this valley, hallelujah, it's dark, Lord Jesus. And we've stumbled enough times, Lord God. For many of us, Lord Jesus, walking is just not even enough, Lord God. We can't even walk, Lord God. We've resorted to crawling, Lord Jesus, and we need you to step in to pick us up, Father God. So even now, Lord God, we're with our hands stretched out, Lord Jesus, we're reaching out to you, God. Take our hand, Lord Jesus, and carry us through there, Lord. Because, God, we don't know, hallelujah, how much longer we can take it. Father God, your people needs you today, dear Lord. We need your presence in our lives, Lord Jesus. We need you, God. Or at least we just need to become aware of your presence, Lord. Father God, have your way today. Have your way in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Do the work in us. Heal us there, God. We are broken, Lord Jesus. We need to be mended. Hallelujah. Sometimes our heart is still bleeding there, God. The wound is still fresh there, God. We need your touch there, Lord Jesus. We need you to comfort us through the pain, oh God, that only you can, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We've seen so much pain. We've been through so much these past few months, these past few years, dear God. And many of us has questioned whether you are there. But God, we're not questioning anymore. We're just asking you to show up in our lives, dear God. We're not going to question you anymore, dear God. We're choosing to believe that you are here, dear Lord God. And we're asking you to show yourself to us, Jesus. So, Father, thank you. Thank you in advance for showing up, Jesus. Thank you in advance, dear Lord God, for doing, hallelujah, for doing your best for us, Jesus. Thank you today. Thank you for your great love. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you today. I pray that you would find hope in this prayer because, you know, we're all going through something. And it's not always roses. It's not always easy. Sometimes our faith, it is shaken, hallelujah, but it is in that shaken, hallelujah, we feel God, hallelujah. It is in that shaken, the strength of God, hallelujah, is felt the most. You know, it was something that came to my attention, that was dropped into my spirit, that every part of our lives confirms God. The good, the bad, the ugly, the bright, hallelujah, and beautiful. They all confirm God. They never show that God is absent. He is there. I want to tell you that God is there. And his love is the most perfect love of all. And I know that you will receive his perfect love. Your heart will be one that is receptive, so receptive to his love, that you end up giving that love to those around you. Hallelujah. And they in turn receive your love and able to show it and would be able to show it to others. So God bless you once again. Have a great day in the name of Jesus.